You don't have to ask one if you don't feel like it. Like, it's not like you have to. We can just nod and then go. No, we came in as underdogs because we are. They're the best points-wise, best teams left in the playoffs, and we're in a stronger position than I guess we might have even thought coming into game four. But that's, you know, everybody's got a challenge at every game. So the Bruins have one tonight, and so do the Hurricanes. And we have to come in and not only prepare ourselves for a team that's going to come out and not leave anything. They're going to give it all tonight. Not that they didn't try the last game. I mean, we all given it all every night, you know. So we're going to try to do the things that we do well. They're going to try to do things they do well, and it's going to be exciting. You're gonna have to scream, James. I got the coolers are back here. Well, I took exception to it because we couldn't get through it. It was very well played by Boston. We actually don't trap, so there are worse things than the trap. By the way, there are more defensive schemes than the trap, and we don't. And he knows it. I think there's an experience factor in the room. You know, we do have Stanley Cup champions in that room, so they've been through the tough mental situations. And I would agree, but I would put the qualifier as saying overall. Because even in the last game, in the second period, for me, we wandered a bit. We just tried to find a little way to do things a little easier. Not a departure from our game, but we just got off what we do well, and it showed in the period. We didn't generate much, and we gave up too many good chances. So, I think that's the key to all of this. And because it's not easy. It's a grind. It's a long grind, and nobody's body feels good. And the team that can stay on task the longest, or just even for the greatest amount of time, has a better chance of winning. Again, I think for us, we do a number of things really well, and then there's some things that we don't do very well. So we just have to maximize the time that we're doing the things well. Any team that opens up its game, so if it's coming with more of a five-man forecheck, there's an advantage to that team if they're on the forecheck, if they can control the puck when they get to that. And then there's an advantage to the other team if they can break it out a little quicker. So we will all play to our strengths. All teams try to do what they do well. I think we've managed the minutes where Boston had control of the game reasonably well, and they will. There'll be points in this game tonight where they're going to control the game. So we have to manage through those. Simpler play, shorter shifts. And then there'll be points in the game where we get it going a little bit, and we have to maximize those things. We've got to make sure that when we get an opportunity that we make the most of it. And as we said earlier, stay on task between the two. Keep it simple.
With having half your roster, having been there before, can help prevent overcoming a situation like this?
I would say yes, but I think the 3 months we had leading into the start of the playoffs kept us from being overconfident. We were trying to make the playoffs. Every game was huge. We lost the lead in Atlanta one night and lost the game, and mentally you have to go through picking yourself back up off the ground, because at that point you're thinking that could be the point. That could be the 2 points to keep you out of the playoffs. And then we went on a real good run and we went on a real good run against some really good teams because we never went to the rink the next day and said, you know what, this is going to be easy because we just won our last two games. I don't think there's nobody in our locker room that thinks by any means this is going to be easy, because it never has been. And it's always been a grind for us.
Paul, you just talked about how you guys managed the game when Boston had a little bit of control. Within your defensive zone, since even when they have had a little control, that's just like some of this composure for your players, your group of defensemen, was there a system change at all inside the zone, your time here?
I think we worked at it. There were a lot of nights we worked at it during the game, which we're not big fans of. But we've worked on our defensive zone and tried to spend enough time there in practice that there's a certain comfort level. But it's all revisionist, because we're looking at the final score and then saying our D-zone coverage is good. The two posts go in and say, where's your D-zone coverage? You know, what's going on here? How can it go from one side to the other? The margin is so small. Our D-zone coverage has been good enough. And we all watch the games. But the mistakes that are made last night in the games are the exact same mistakes that are going to be made tonight in this game. Both teams are going to come prepared. But they're all good teams left. And the team that stays in the fight the longest wins.
Good.
I have no more cliches, people.